From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tens of thousands of people have gathered in the central square of Egypt's capital for a demonstration that organizers say is aimed at pressing the country's military rulers to step aside. The BBC's Wira Davis is there and says protesters also want parliamentary elections set to begin next week postponed.
The key thing these people in the square want, and there are now tens of thousands of people gathering in Tahrir Square, they want a quicker transition from this military-led government to a purely civilian government. The key thing is whether that demonstration remains peaceful or whether it turns violent. If it remains peaceful, then there may be a fairly conducive atmosphere to conduct those parliamentary elections on Monday. If it goes violent, and if it turns really, really violent as the evening wears on, then I think questions will be raised about the feasibility of holding those elections on Monday.
The BBC's Wira Davis in Cairo. Egypt State Television says military rulers have asked the former prime minister from the Mubarak era to head the next government, a move that's likely to anger protesters. Syria's government has failed to respond by today's deadline to an ultimatum by the Arab League. The choice was to allow monitors in to assess progress in complying with a plan to end the violent crackdown on protesters there or face sanctions. Syria's state-run news agency says the Arab League has become a tool for foreign interference. The holiday shopping blitz is on. Bargain hunters have been out in force for hours now. Sherry Lawson of member station WNKU spoke with some people who were camping out in front of a store in a suburb of Cincinnati.
Roger Faulkner and some friends have been claiming a spot in line for 7 years. This year, they set up in a 12-by-12 tent complete with a generator.
We're trying to make it a home away from home. I mean, we got a heater here to keep us warm. We have a TV. It's become tradition, not only for the great deals, but we also have a lot of fun with the people. It's a blast.
Faulkner spent 30 hours waiting for this store to open, hoping to save more than $1,000. This year, a number of retailers moved their Black Friday opening times to midnight, while some stores remained open on Thanksgiving Day. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
AT&T and T-Mobile have withdrawn their merger application from the Federal Communications Commission. NPR's Jack Speer reports the move calls into question the merger.
In a short statement, Dallas-based AT&T said it and T-Mobile parent Deutsche Telekom want to withdraw their merger application before the FCC. AT&T says that would allow the companies to focus on their continuing efforts to get clearance for the deal from the U.S. Justice Department. Or that, too, may be a steep uphill climb. Regulators there have already said they plan to try and block the merger on the grounds it would be anti-competitive. Deutsche Telekom has made no secret of its desire to exit its U.S. wireless business. AT&T in its filing also noted it set aside $4 billion in the current quarter in the event the deal doesn't go through and it has to pay a breakup fee. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Occupy Wall Street protesters celebrating Thanksgiving last evening as they had a holiday meal with all the trimmings provided by volunteers. One of the protesters, Mike Blaxell, says he's glad he was able to spend Thanksgiving in Zuccotti Park.
Kind of share experiences together and commune and kind of talk to each other and have a nice time and give thanks to this movement.
Other protest sites nationwide aligned with the Occupy Wall Street movement also had Thanksgiving meals. Activists in Los Angeles served dinner to hundreds of demonstrators who were camped out on the lawn of City Hall. Among the college football games on tap this weekend is a showdown this afternoon between the University of Miami and Boston College. NPR's Greg Allen reports it's the last game of the season for the Miami Hurricanes. The university has decided to impose its own ban on postseason play in response to an ongoing NCAA investigation.
The University of Miami is under investigation by the NCAA after a former booster, now in prison for running a Ponzi scheme, alleged he paid for dinners, vehicles, even prostitutes for Hurricanes players. With its win last weekend, Miami became eligible for bowl consideration. University officials, however, announced the Hurricanes were taking themselves out of possible postseason play. Miami coach Al Golden said he knew it was especially disappointing to seniors on the team.
But it just gives us a chance to move forward, and I appreciate the seniors for all they've done for us. But I think they also know that we have to put this behind us, and this is a big part of closing that chapter.
When it broke, the hurricane scandal was a story that rocked college sports, which now pales compared to the sex abuse allegations under investigation at Penn State.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.